Rawalpindi Rams, Lahore Lions, Lucknow Bulls, Islamabad Leopards and Karachi Dolphins were the winners on the third day of matches in Pakistan's Faisal Bank T20 Cup. The Bulls bounced back from their second day mauling at the hands of Silcott Stallions to subject Hyderabad Hawks to a second defeat, the last over win. Mohammed Ersi hit 41 not out of 29 balls, but Arsen Ali had set up their chase with a 26 ball 43. That was after the Hawks had posted 156 for 5 in their 20 overs, despite Zahid Mahmood taking 3 for 13. Akhil Anjum and Faisal Athar showed 59 for the third wicket, while Rizwan Ahmed and Shoaib Lagari both hit late cameos with 26 not out of only 12 balls. The Dolphins recorded a 12-run win over Quetta Bears. Kuram Manzur top scored with 38, while Sartas Armitage had unbeaten 31 of 20 balls as they made 150 for 5 after being asked to bat. Ghulam Mohammed starred for the Bears with 2 for 22. They then reached 61 for 1 in their chase as Bismillah Khan hit 46 off 39 balls. Unfortunately for them, the middle order failed and they finished 138 for 9. Baba Rahman and Azam Hussain each struck twice, while Mohammed Sami took 1 for 17 from his 4 overs. In Group B, Rawalpindi Rams trounced newcomers federally administered tribal areas Cheetahs by 68 runs. They did slip to 27 for 4 after being asked to bat, as Riaz Afridi took 3 wickets. However, skipper Umar Amin led the recovery with a superb 82 off 47 balls, while Mohammed Nawaz and Hamad Azam both chipped in. The Cheetahs then found themselves 48 for 7 in their run chase, as Akhtar Ayub and Azam shared 5 wickets. They recovered slightly to in 112 for 8, thanks to unbeaten knock of 46 off 24 balls from Riaz Afridi. Islamabad Leopards made it 2 wins out of 2 in Group C, the hammering Peshawar Panthers. That was despite them failing to capitalise on the opening set of 94 between Babar Azam and Sawar Khan, to post only 134 for 6. Zeheb Khan took 2 for 21. The Panthers then crumbled to be all out for just 88. Zeheb Ahmed, Junaid Nadir and Imad Wasim each took 3 wickets. And Lahore Lions got their campaign off to a winning start in Group D. Mohammed Hafiz hit 73 out of 46 balls, helping overhaul a target of 143, with 7 balls to spare against Bahawal for Stags. The Stags had earlier rather fallen away, but overs Hamid Ali and Imanullah Islam had had in 77 in 9 overs. Izaz Chuma took 3 for 33, while Wahab Riaz and Saad Nazim each took a brace of wickets as they were bowled out for 142. In Bangladesh, Dhaka Division completed their trouncing of Chittagong Division to move well clear at the top of the table in the National Cricket League. Chittagong were bowled out for 156 in their second innings, losing by innings and 99 runs, as Nazmul Islam took 5 for 21. That gave the 22-year-old left-arm spinner career-best match figures of 9 for 43. Dhaka Metropolis closed in the ascendancy of the day to go against Select Division. They reached stumps 119 for 2 in their second innings, with Saikat Ali unbeaten on 68 to lead by 145 runs. Select skipper Alok Kapali had earlier completed his 11th first-class century, with his side total 284 by Dhaka's 310. Shara Fuller took 354 from 28 overs. Khulna Division lead by 383 runs over Rangpur Division, closing their second innings on 252 for 8 after 63 overs. Soumya Sarg hit 60 off 67 balls, Tushar Imran 54 off 117, and Dolva Mood 63 off only 52, as only Surawadi Shudo prospered for Rangpur with 4 for 54. They had earlier conceded a three-figure first innings lead, having bowled out for 277, despite a 31 ball 42 from number 10 Sajidul Islam. Ziaur Rahman and Nahidul Islam each ended with 3 wickets. And Barisal Division reached stumps on 48 for 2, being set a daunting 370 to beat Rajshahi Division. Kamal Islam Rabai and Mona Hussain had earlier shared 7 wickets, but couldn't prevent Rajshahi from declaring at 270 for 9 in their second innings. Junaid Siddiqui top scored with 83, while Jubair Ahmed had a fluent 58. Ireland found some form ahead of their internationals against the West Indies by scoring a consolation win in the Nagico Super 50. They could manage only 179 despite choosing to bat, as DeLorme Johnson and Liam Sebastian shared 5 wickets, and Niall O'Brien top scored with just 44. However, George Dockrell led the way with figures of 3 for 14 from 7 overs, as Wimbledon skittled just 115 and 35 overs in reply. In New Zealand, Auckland closed 180 for 3 on day 2 against Plunkett Shield leaders Canterbury. They lost Duke Laval early to Ryan McCone, Martin Gutland and Andrew Kitchen both hit half centuries and 107 for second wicket. Earlier, the Wizards have been bowled out for 328 as Todd Astle bolstered their total with 44. Aaron Redmond ended 20 short of a century as Otago reached umps 169 for 2, providing Central District's 307. Redmond's share stands with 76 with Michael Bracewell and unbeaten 79 with Jesse Ryder. James Neeson had earlier taken 4 for 79, Nathan Cullen 3 for 36, as the Stags were unable to build on a promising position of 117 for 1. Skipper Kieran Noah Barnett was the only other man to pass 50, but his fifth wicket stand of 114 with Greg Hay was by far the highlight. And no play was possible on day 2 in Wellington, with Northern Districts 169 for 2, along with shortened day 1. And there were wins for Griqualand West over Stragglers Namibia, and KwaZulu-Natal Inland over KwaZulu-Natal in the South African provincial three-day competition. Meanwhile, leaders Western Province were held to a draw by the South Western Districts, and the game in Johannesburg between Gauteng and second place North West was abandoned without a ball bowled.